You are an adult when you pay for things that you cannot see. Several years ago, I heard that this is the newest marker of adulthood, given that so many others, like owning a house and getting married, are happening later in life, if at all. Adulthood, maturity, is being willing to pay for things that we cannot hold on to or even see most of the time. And as easy as I find it why I should pay my electric bill when I have one, there are plenty of times when I wonder why it is so hard to believe in God. There have been, and I suspect will be, plenty more times when I have resonated with Thomas and really with all of the disciples in today's gospel text. Times when I simply cannot believe until I see. I need to see where the nails pierced Jesus' hands, and I want to put my finger in the wound at his side to know that Jesus is alive because I have seen him for myself, not because I have trusted other stories of his appearances. To see the evidence of his death and still see him standing before me, a living, breathing person. And yet, I find it easy to trust that there are little electrons moving in the wires in my house, or in this building, or just about anywhere that I am. And it may well be because I often can more easily see, hear, and feel the power of those little electrons than I can sometimes the power of the risen Christ. Electricity, a phenomenon that we really only see when there is a lightning strike or a spark jumping across wires, seems to magically power the copious electronics in our houses. Everything from our computers and our TVs. It charges our cell phones as we sleep and powers the machine that brews the coffee in the morning that will power us through the day. I can't see with my bare eyes the little electrons as they move across a bare wire, but I do see what they are capable of. I see their power. It's easy to trust something that you can't see when you can see the effect that it has on the world around it, even to the point where you'll pay money for it. It's easier to trust a risen God you can't see when you can see the effect that God has on the world around him. And perhaps for some of us, maybe that's where we get hung up. Often we can't see it. Much like electrical current, God's power is around us, but sometimes our eyes aren't conditioned to seeing it. Where the power of death seems too overwhelming for us to see a living Christ in the midst of it. Where we can easily point to a device powered by electricity from a wall outlet and say, there it is, we often have a harder time distinguishing where God has abolished death forevermore. But it's there. It may be slight, and we may miss it. But it is there. Perhaps even like Thomas, it's just that we're not around when it happens, only hearing stories about it from others later. When it was evening on that day, the first day of the week, and the doors of the house where the disciples had met were locked for fear of the Jews, Jesus came and stood among them and said, "Peace be with you." After he said this, he showed him his hands and his side. Then the disciples rejoiced when they saw the Lord. Jesus said to them again, "Peace be with you. As the Father has sent me, so I send you." When he had said this, he breathed on them and said to them, "Receive the Holy Spirit. If you forgive the sins of any, they are forgiven them. If you retain the sins of any, they are retained." Jesus breathed on them and said, "Receive the Holy Spirit." God's Spirit moves and breathes within us, shifting around and creating that change from within. granting us the peace that binds up our broken pieces and restores wholeness within us. We are one of the many effects of God. Into these old, dying bodies, God has breathed a little bit of life, a little bit of God into us, giving us the power to love, to serve, to liberate those who are oppressed, to live together in ways that support one another, honoring the richness of diversity that exists among us while also working for racial justice and equity. God is working for the good of the whole creation, at least in part of us, just as Jesus did with those first disciples, who had locked themselves in a room for fear of the Jews, not trusting the stories they'd heard about Jesus being raised from the dead. And so Jesus walks through that locked door and makes them see God's power living in them. And this morning and every morning, Jesus walks through the locked doors we hide ourselves behind and shows us that God's power lives in us. And I have seen it. I've seen the power of God working here among us, moving and breathing life into what was only covered with death and decay. I've seen it this past year and a half as people have chosen to care for others and chosen love when fear was a much easier choice. I've seen it in other faith communities where they've been bold enough to work for something that would do so much good for the world, even if it meant giving up what they once held dear. I've also seen it where only two or three are gathered, even on Zoom, online and physically distant from one another. God's power is here. And when you think that it isn't, take a look around the room at the folks who are with you. Or even just look in the mirror. It's crazy, this notion of God living in us, but it is there and it is what changes us from the inside out, changing the ways that we see the world. And where we once saw death, may we now see the infinite possibilities of new life that comes out of death. May we see a God who is so committed to loving a flawed creation that God would die, rise, and then come back again to continue creating and then to show us the way. A God who teaches us to do the very same thing, teaching us how to die and rise time and time again, proving that God is with us in the worst parts of our lives. Especially now, when our patience is low, and we long for a sense of normalcy. God is here, teaching us how to be adults in our faith, trusting something that we cannot see, something that has very real power in this world, the power to heal and to create, the power to love and to live. God is here. God always was here and will be here, even if we cannot see it.